Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Crystal DeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Alright, hello and welcome to an episode of Champion Chat 360. I'm Danica and I were just laughing about our children trying to sleep crazy. Mine's on her belly now and Danica's is doing, like, she's practicing being an MMA fighter and arching back.
Yeah, I feel like she's gonna want to be one of those crazy people that puts weights on their neck, like, to strengthen their neck. That's just wrong. It's just wrong. Remember those wrestlers that, like,
yes.
Would, I always, but that's what she does.
She's just warming up, coach. She's warming up.
It's fine.
She's already in training for what we're going to talk about today is being a champion. So we are champions, and we haven't even talked about what makes a champion.
I know. When you brought that up, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
We didn't even tell people about how to do this.
Yeah. Like, how did we get to X, Y, and Z? I think today it's going to be quick, but we just want to kind of give you guys some tips, and maybe we'll go on to it more. Like, we'll go in-depth more later on, but we wanted to give you our tips of how we became champions. Have you thought about this, my love?
I have.
Okay.
And I thought about how being a champion, we stay on different platforms of our life, and that's kind of what we can talk about, too, is how to be a champion in different platforms of our life, and how did we become champions in the competitive world as well, I think, is good to touch on. Because I feel like being a champion in something that you focus on so much, doing the competitions that we did, that helped me in other areas of my life.
100%.
To be a champion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about what really drove me inside, and it was a whole bunch of stuff. Like, it wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't just, like, aesthetics. It was just doing my due diligence of what needs to be done, and that can carry on into our life in other ways, too. So when you think about how do I want to be a champion for the stage? Well, you gotta look the part. So that was a big thing. So I always worked backwards. If I want to look like a champion, then how do I get that look? Well, I gotta work hard. I gotta eat right. I gotta work hard. I gotta hydrate. I gotta rest when I need to. I need to stay consistent in my program, and then be able to explore if something isn't going well. Be able to really explore it and then take care of it. So it wasn't just going through the motion. And then when you think about, well, how does that carry on into, like, a work, like, how do I be a champion as a fitness director, or a champion as a personal trainer? I gotta do my due diligence, and I gotta do my homework, and I have to, if I want to be the best, then I need my education, and I need to be able to be personable. And so I like to, and I feel like you do too, work backwards, like, what's my big goal, and then work backwards at that.
Agreed. So for me, I put, like, the vision out, whatever, like, being a hippie, I think about it, I meditate on it, da-da-da-da-da, but then the action has to come in. Like, you can't just think about something and it's going to happen. I don't care how hippie-ness you are, you're never going to get that. Exactly what Danica said, it doesn't just stay in one area of your life. I'm putting, like, blinders on my face because it goes through all of them. So if you want to be, let's say you're listening and you want to be a competition coach, you have to get education. I don't care. I don't care how. I don't care if it's like what we talked with Cliff and Katie about how they didn't go through degrees in college, but they went through and found more education. Like that,
right.
That is important. You're not going to just get it by just sitting and going, well, I heard this on Instagram one day. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
No, not going to work that way. So even as moms, we were just kind of chatting before about how, like, life is as a mom. And we'll just use Bell's sleeping schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's not easy. You gotta teach a human to sleep. My husband says I am a... What did he... He tagged a funny thing a long time ago about being a... something something pro, and it was just like a nap pro, NAP pro, because yeah. I can sleep like the best of them, and Belle can't, so I have to teach her. But for me to be a great mom, I have to be diligent, which is consistent, which is something that a lot of people don't think of. They're like, oh, did everything, Christy. I did everything, Danica. Oh, I can't. Why am I not winning? Because, bitch, you didn't do everything. You did not do everything. Wait 10 minutes for your baby to stop crying 5-10 times. You didn't. You just gave in. You just gave in and gave her a boob.
Yeah.
And that's just me looking at me. Bitch, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Bitch, no, you didn't. I probably should stop saying that because that's kind of rude. But no, you didn't do your 45 minutes of cardio and your 15 minutes of HIIT. Like, you didn't do it. You have to ask it.
Right.
Relationships. No, you didn't reach out to your friend. That's why you guys don't talk to each other. No, you didn't tell your significant other, even though you were so annoyed. Hugs, I love you too. Good night.
Right.
It's not just one area. What's one thing that you noticed that went from A to B for you?
It was not expecting things, maybe. Like, trusting things a little bit more and bending and weaving with things, too. And not expecting. Because I see a lot of people, especially if we just want to focus on, like, the competitive world and how, and please know you can tie this into anything, but they win their pro card, and then they expect that the next show that they're in, they're going to win, because they won. They already won. And then they win a pro show, and then they're like, I'm going to win the next one. Don't expect those things, because you're always going back to the drawing board, and you're always trying to improve. So I think that what really was like a click for me was not expecting it. Like, and it made it that much more like precious to me too, because God, I didn't expect to win the Yorton Cup when I did.
Fuck. Really? You didn't?
Oh my God, no. Really? There's that epic picture where I'm crying hysterically in your
arms. I was like,
there's no way. There's no fucking way that this is gonna happen.
But I just know who you thought could beat you. That's just my own. Like, you don't have to actually say that. I'm just thinking in my head, like, because I was in that lineup going, no, it's Danica's.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't expect it, but I knew that what I was confident.
That's a difference.
Yeah, what I was confident in is that I brought my best. I did everything that I needed to do to be at this point, and I'm so proud of myself. So I'm not expecting anything. All I know and that I'm confident in is that I did everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to leave it up to the judges now. And I never had like an expectation of, oh, well, I did everything, so I'm going to. Mm-hmm. Like, I just trusted the process and trusted that if I'm putting in the work, if I'm staying consistent with things, if I'm being flexible when I need to be, if I'm holding myself accountable and being trusting, like, of my coach and making sure that I'm not breaking his trust, then I'm comfortable and happy with where I'm at. So I think people need to kind of work on that too, not being like, well, I kind of did everything, and I won my last show, so I'm expecting to win. Like, right. There's, you shouldn't. You should just, you should be okay with doing 100%, and then whatever happens, happens. What did Tom say? Like, he isn't a person of results, but a person of process, I think he said, and that the process will bring results.
Yeah.
So being able to look at the process that you have to go through and then doing everything you can during that process, chances are, will give you really good results.
Yeah. And you'll learn something along the way. I think that's another thing that's really important.
Right.
One thing I think that I've always been, when it comes to sports, I've been pretty level-headed, especially because most of the sports I played, except for track, were team sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had track where I was able to know that it was half of what I did, because I did the 1, the 2, the 40, the 200, but then I also did the 4x1, the 4x2, and the 4x4. So mm-hmm. I did have to lean on some people. So the difference between the 2, where you're on your own and then you're on someone else,
right,
is that you have to mentally, emotionally, and physically be on par. Does that make sense? In my head, I always envision these three balls I'm always juggling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always two in the air and one that's below, at least, or vice versa. And that's kind of how I see my life. And while you're juggling those, let's say they're emotional, mental, physical, to be at your peak, all three balls have to be working almost together.
Right.
Nothing can be too low where you drop it. Nothing can be too high where your ego is too high.
Right.
They have to be kind of in between.
Yeah. I agree with everything has to line up. And to be okay with checking yourself and knowing that I need to focus on this and I need to take care of this because all the other things aren't going to go as well if this is lagging. Mm-hmm. And I think that a good coach would do that, or a good coworker would say that, or maybe your significant other, if you are a parent, family would say that, because you aren't going to be the best that you can be or the champion that you can be if you aren't focusing or paying mind to all those pieces, because mm-hmm. they all play into one another too, mm-hmm. and that's what leads to a champion. And you can't just be like, nah, I'm not going to take care of that. Like, it's going to be okay. You'll eventually see that it's too hard to throw one high up in the air, and one is going to drop.
Yeah.
You're going to drop a ball.
And I'm going to go completely, like, almost sound like I'm second-guessing what we're said, but it'll end the same way, where you have your different areas in life, and you have to not let one seep into the other one, meaning... Mm-hmm. If one area is not doing well, you can't let all of your areas not do well. You just have to almost like put like a little, like one of those like a plastic fence around it. So,
yeah.
So your mud pit's not getting huge. It's just going to stay right in that mud pit, but you're going to deal with that mud pit and you right. you're going to put some, you know, sand on it as you go through your next thing. Like, okay, next. Okay. Sand on that as we go. Okay. But you're not going to let that ruin, quote unquote, all your other areas of your life. So you're not saying, I'm not going to deal with that. You're just saying, this is at this point, I'm going to deal with this.
Right.
And then I'm going to go do my cardio too.
And I think that, you know, what makes a champion, people a champion too, is recognizing where they need growth and being okay with that. So the example of like a prep coach, I'm still, and you too, we're still learning, like we're still growing and we're still learning, and the sport is still evolving. So it's still shifting and changing. So it's okay. And I am practicing this too. I just had a client who I love with all my heart, and I've worked with her for 2 years, and I'm so happy with the progress that we've made, not just physically, mostly like mentally and emotionally. And we were just at a standstill and things weren't working. Like, I was trying so many different things and it wasn't working. She ended up making a choice to go to a different coach. Mm-hmm. And I had to like take a seat back and say, how is this situation? And how can I make it better myself as a coach?
Mm-hmm.
So I supported her. I said, I just want you to be happy. I completely agree. Please keep me in the loop with things. She ended up telling me who she chose as another coach. I reached out to that coach and said, if you have anything that you need from me to help her get to her goals with the program that you're going to come up with, please let me know. And if there's any findings that you have seen that I don't know of, I would love to learn them because I'm still growing. And he ended up giving me great articles to read and things that I didn't know about. And I think that's good for a person to do, and not to like always be on your high horse, I guess, like to be able to continue to learn and to not see it as like a flaw, but just to embrace it and say, all right, how can this turn me into like a better champion? And what can I do to have this be a learning moment for me?
Yeah. I would say that's a good self-awareness. You have to have self-awareness, but not but not, again, too high of an ego, but not too low of an ego. It's an actual real look at yourself. I think there's a quote that says, winners want the ball. Think of Jordan, Michael Jordan. I mean, he was a great scorer. He could score, he could do anything, but he also, people forget this, that he almost was one of the leading assists in his time frame because he knew when he needed to pass the ball.
Right.
He wasn't going to get the shot. And that's important to remember.
That's such a good point. That's a really good point. I feel like that makes you a better champion.
Yeah.
I guess.
To know you're not okay. You're not perfect and everything.
Yeah. And it makes you, it like humbles you and makes you realize that there are people out there that know a little bit more. And that's, and you might know a little bit more in one area and they might know a little bit more in another. And it's okay to say no. Like, it's okay to not take it all. It's okay to pass off things that you think that one would do better in. I've definitely learned that in all areas of things that I do in my life. And to be able to reach out to people who I know are doing better or know more, I can reach out to them and say, will you teach me some things, or will you help me with this because you're a little bit better at it than I am and I want to improve myself. So I'm going to, like, shadow you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you and Andrew do that really well together. Like, you guys are the yin and the yang of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know it's easy because you guys are kind of right there with each other. So you guys are able to say, like, this is my strength. This is my weakness. Like, can we just kind of make this a better competitor?
Yeah. And we've grown with each other, too.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. I've seen myself shift and I've seen him shift a little bit. And it's cool to know that he can work with me as a coach that has like my own stuff, like my own coaching and his own coaching. So it's not even like we're a team really, but that's how it should be. Like if you want to be a good coach, if you want to be a good fitness director, if you want to be a good owner of a business or you want to be a champion on those things, you should be able to embrace everybody that's in. I think that it takes a bigger person to go to, say I'm a gym owner, to go to another gym and say, heck yeah, you're doing awesome. Like befriend them and be like friends. You're all doing the same shit. Might as well like feed off of one another and build this great industry.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch it 1 second for you. So
yep.
What's your thought on people who choke under pressure?
Ooh.
So it could be posing. It could be not going forward with what they say they're going to go with. Or like whatever their life thing that they're going with. But like on stage, they freeze. And they don't have the persona that they normally have or whatever.
I feel like don't be hard on yourself. That's okay. Like your nerves will get the best of you sometimes. But again, I would say... have it be a learning moment for you. Recognize what's happening. Again, embrace the moment as much as it might suck. Then be like, okay, so next time, what can I do to prep myself to be better when this happens again? I used to do that and I get really nervous in staff meetings, like manager meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm not good at numbers. So I would choke and be like, we're doing good with our budget. But I would have no clue what I'm talking about. So I was like, shit, I don't want to always be presented as somebody who doesn't really know what they're talking about. So how can I fix this? Like if I'm freezing on stage and I know that I'm really nervous, how can I make it so it becomes so natural that it won't happen again?
Mm-hmm.
And then who can I reach out to that maybe doesn't choke?
Yeah.
And maybe is a little bit better at this than I am, and I can learn from that.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Oh, that's a good question, because I feel like I have some of my major things in my life, I feel like I've choked. So how did I get over it? I think I kept telling myself that I was enough. Does that make sense? So almost the exact opposite. Instead of just reaching, like, yes, I did the work. I reached out to someone who knew more if I needed more education. I went looking for it if I need more education or need more practice whatever it was, the more of I went for. But the end part of it is once you go more, you have to tell yourself that you've already done the work. Kind of like what you've already said too is trust the process. In a way, yeah. It comes back to that, where you're enough once you get to that point. Like, you're good enough. You're the reason why you're there. You're the reason why you're on the final stage,
mm-hmm.
first your first show stage, whatever it is. Like, you are enough, and you just embody that feeling. Like, that was one thing I carried through my Yorton win.
Yes.
My tagline was, like, you're enough. And that's what I carried through it and just carried that along with me.
Yeah, like, not to doubt yourself.
Right. I was mentally and emotionally enough.
Right.
So I was physically enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good thing to remind people of, to not always doubt themselves, because your self-confidence in that, I mean, we've talked about internal dialogue,
mm-hmm.
but your internal dialogue plays such a big role in the person that you want to be and the person that you are becoming and evolving into. And if you're doubting yourself, chances are you're going to freeze.
Yeah.
You're not going to do as well, even if you did put in the work, but the whole entire time you were like, well, I did everything, but it probably wasn't good enough. Then chances are it's probably not going to be good enough because you're just going to embody that.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine, a male friend, ask a question the other day. He's like, so we were in a meeting and he said, studies show that if a woman and a man are 80% qualified for a job, the man feels like he's qualified and the woman does not. But they're both 80%.
Yeah.
And he asked me, he's like, do you feel that way? And I was like, yeah, no, I understand. Like, I feel like I could do the job, but I want to learn the next 20% in my own, like, head. That's how my first thing I went to. The second thing is like, yeah, but do you feel like you're underqualified? And I said, in a way, yeah, because if I look at a man who would be like, no, I'm ready for that job, or I'm ready for the stage, or I'm ready for fatherhood, whatever it is. Whatever that person that raises their hand and says, yes, I'm ready,
mm-hmm.
and we're both equal, 80%, I would think, shit, their bravado, their peacocking, their everything makes almost my 80% feel not as qualified.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was looking at, as I tell everyone else, not to look at other people's pages, like, look at your own page.
Mm-hmm.
So not judging yourself against someone else's. 80% because
yes.
they might peacock better than you, but also a 60%er might peacock better than you, and you're better than that.
Right.
So don't
yeah.
don't back off, but know your worth, but don't compare. That's hard in our
yeah,
general world. It
is hard to compare in our world. But then you have to think, at the end of the day, all that matters is me, and I'm different than anybody else, and it's okay that I'm not doing what they are doing or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to be me and do me. And that's what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so hard in so many different ways. I doubt myself sometimes. That's like one
that's
half of a champion. I'm like, ooh, know that I'm really good. I feel very confident, and I know that I'm very successful with my mental emotional coaching.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the and physical, I guess, when it comes to, like, training. When it comes to the nutrition, I mean, I'm limited by, like, you and Andrew. So, I know so much. And I'm a diabetic, and I have to remember that it's okay. Just a part of me that needs to, that I can grow. Like, how cool is that? That I can
right.
grow that part of me. And I can continue to progress and... Yeah, there are sometimes I doubt myself as a coach, though. It is hard next to Andrew as a coach.
But how do I say this? Because I understand completely what you're feeling, because I see his goal. But remember, people go to Andrew to win. People come to you or me to do a show. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, it does.
So they come to us because they see, like, the whole thing. And people will go with Andrew, and some people will fall off a little faster because they're like, shit, I don't have, like, the velvet hammer. He's just more of a
yeah.
hammer. And you and I are more, you're a little bit more padded hammer, I'm more of a velvet hammer. But it still gets results in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly, yeah.
So I don't think you need to doubt yourself. The cool thing about Andrew that I really think that he's really strong in, besides obviously everything, is that he can take, yeah, right, everything, is that he, and he probably feels bad in some way, or not bad, but not as smart against, like, John Meadows, you know what I mean? Like, he, like, so it's all relative, but he's really good at chemistry. So meaning chemistry internally, so knowing which X and Y chemical goes into your body, and it's not just drugs, it's food and this and this. So don't, for people listening, don't think like, oh, Andrew's all about drugs. No, he's not. He's just knows which things. It could be supplements. That's a big thing. That's a chemical in our body, and people don't realize that these chemicals need to be in our body because X plus Y equals Z. So vitamin D equals stronger bones. Period. So, but anywho, but yeah, and I do feel I'm really strong in biomechanics. I feel I can tell someone how to move this more efficiently because I've had a lot of education behind it. But I'm really not good at telling people after a while to not just shut the fuck up and just fucking do it, because I just get like annoyed. I can only go why for so long and just be like, just shut up and do
Just do it. Yeah.
it.
It's interesting to see though what we're all kind of strong in, and then but we all have success.
Right.
Yeah.
It's because people just need someone to help them through, which is another part of the champion, is like we said, know that you just need help. You can't do it on your own. Tiger Woods didn't do it on his own. Well, he did it with lots of things back then. But everyone has a coach. Like you see Carrie Strug being like carried off by her coach when she was a kid. You watch Dancing with the Stars and you're just like, oh my God, that person's amazing because they have a good coach and they have good
Exactly.
genetics, but whatever.
And
So
even all good coaches have coaches.
agreed with that, yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. All right, so we'll put a bow on this because I know you have to get going. So, what's a takeaway for today? What's something you want, just one thing that you want people to kind of remember?
In order to be a champion, you need to be able to truly look at your reflection. Like not just and truly look at your unshattered reflection and look at it. How can you work on it? What are you super proud of? And what are some things that you can progress in? And I think that is a good thing to keep in your pocket when you're trying to become a champion in all stages.
That is good. Do you have a book that's similar? I feel like you have a book that's similar to one I like it. So I like a book called Mind Gym.
Oh, okay.
Do you have one that's like Mind of the Champion? Is that what you liked that you had before?
I know this is one of my favorite ones, and it was a podcast that I listened to too. Isn't it How to Be a Champion?
It was something like that. I remember I have the book, How to Be a Champion or something like that, and then I have Mind Gym, which is one of my favorites. So I'm gonna just read a conclusion off of this, and this is just, if I slur, I'm sorry, if I skip a word, whatever. But it says successful athletes are able to control their emotions and behaviors. They focus on what they can control and don't allow things that are out of their control to affect them. The hallmark of a mentally tough athlete is the ability to maintain poise, concentration, and emotional control under the greatest pressure and the most challenging situations.
I love that.
Yeah, right? That's a good, and this is highlighted on my iPad because I like to read on my iPad sometimes too. So,
Is that Mind Gym?
yeah, that's Mind Gym. The book is awesome. I have a few things highlighted through it, but I think that's a really good. Oh, this is another, just like two sentences above it. It says, they also never fall victim to the self-destructive defeating thoughts.
Yeah.
And this, it goes on to talk about Jordan, but Jordan went into every game believing that he was the best player on the court until someone proved otherwise. Very few did.
Yeah.
So, that's what we'll leave with. So just go out there, be balanced with your ego. Just do your job. I think it's a good enough. Living in the land of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, just do your job. So what is one thing you're thankful for today?
I am really thankful for my staff today because we had an awesome meeting today and they're just fun. They're a fun group. Like, I really love my job. It's fun. Sometimes it's really stressful, but honestly, there's not a day that goes by that I don't get a high five, and that's fun. Right? What are you thankful for?
So silly, but today I had my Silver Sneakers because it's Thursday that we're recording this, and I do Silver Sneakers on Thursday. And one of the ladies came in with a book for Belle. It's actually, it's all, I'm going to let her open it up later. And another lady came in, so weird for a day like this, with flowers. There were daffodils and tulips, which are my absolute favorite flower. And she brought them for me from her own garden out of nowhere. She said, just because they made me think of you. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. That's right? Awesome.
And to get a little sappy, I don't have grandparents. They all passed away. So, like, my class, it's usually about 20 people or so. And they're all just, like, they are legit, like, my grandparents are ridiculously awesome. And another side note, I'm going to do two things. Two of my friends, so my friend Megan and my client / friend Mary Jane, who is Kate.
And Megan was pregnant.
Yep, and Kate Lobster. You've probably seen her like a lot of your things.
Yeah.
And things. So her name's Mary Jane in real life.
Okay.
They both were pregnant. They were both due within a day or two. Megan and they both had their babies.
Aww.
So Mary Jane had hers on Friday. So he's 6 days old. His name's Jack. He was fine and great. Megan scared the shit out of me because she texted me on Tuesday. Everything was going great around 2:30 my time, which would have been 1:30 their time, our time. Okay. And she actually had to go into a emergency C-section, and everything was okay, though. So thank God. And she's doing okay, and baby Annie's doing okay. So I have two babies that are now in the world, and full circle, and I'm going to go see Jack because Mary Jane actually just lives down the street from me, so I'm just going to go see him for the first time today.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. I'm bringing her some stuff. I won't say it because she listens to this all the time, but I'm bringing her, but she'll get it before this post, but because she has my family around, and I know how big it was for me, and I know it was probably a little hard because you had your mom, which was awesome, but you guys don't have family either immediately, and I know what that would feel like, so I want to make sure she has that. So,
That is awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk to you guys later. We wanted to just do a short one for you guys this week, and we're just such busy women.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
We have good things coming up, though, right?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah, we do.
Duh.
Duh.
They're going to hear things. And then, like, they're going to hear things before this comes out. We've got more things coming up.
I hope you guys liked all the good things that we gave you.
Yes, exactly.
A couple weeks ago.
Yes. And we're going to hopefully get some movement pattern stuff going in here, too. Even though you can't see it, but I'd like to talk about it. So, we will talk to you later. I'm going to let Danica go so she can go on with her life. And my boobs are huge, and I need to feed the baby. So.
On that note,
have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye.